An outside expert appointed by a federal court to help redraw several North Carolina legislative districts has released his final recommendations. Last month, federal judges appointed a Stanford law professor to make suggestions, saying a handful of districts redrawn last summer by Republican lawmakers still appear to be unconstitutional. WFAE's Lisa Wharf joins me now. Lisa, so how different are these districts from what Republican lawmakers came up with this summer?
Well, some of the bigger changes Nathaniel Persily suggested are Senate districts around Fayetteville and Greensboro. Judges found Senate districts there to be illegal racial gerrymanders. And the revisions to the boundaries in Hoke and Cumberland counties avoid what Persily called a jutting arm into Fayetteville. In Guilford and Rockingham counties, he created what he called almost a perfect circle for District 28.
Does Persily suggest any changes for Mecklenburg County?
He does. The complaint here was that lawmakers redrew too many districts in an effort to change ones the court found to be illegal racial gerrymanders. Persily tweaks some House boundaries, including District 105, represented by Republican Scott Stone, to make them somewhat closer to the 2011 lines.
Did he suggest boundaries for any districts where two incumbents reside?
Not in Mecklenburg County, but in Guilford County, his plan has Republican Trudy Wade and Democrat Gladys Robinson in the same district. He does offer alternative plans that separate them if the court deems that important.
So what has been the reaction to these recommended maps?
Well, Republican lawmakers don't like them. Representative David Lewis and Senator Ralph Hayes chair their chamber's redistricting committees. And they called the judicial process, quote, a little more than a thinly veiled political operation, and said Persily only made changes that favor Democrats and which they recommended. In his recommendation, Persily points out that he didn't rely on race to redraw the boundaries, but rather relied on drawing compact districts. He says this reduced the black voting age population in the redrawn districts, while increasing it in adjoining districts, which he said is to be expected.
So what's next?
Plaintiffs and defendants have to file comments about the plan, and the three-judge panel has scheduled a hearing on January 5th.